I have a little mystery for you today. Around 1676, Heinrich Biber completed a short set of sonatas for violin and continuo, which went by the name of the Rosary Sonatas, or the Mystery Sonatas. This is a work which is designed to accompany meditations on important moments in the life of Christ and the Virgin Mary. Biber was a virtuosic violinist, and this music is demanding, with double stops, using the high range of the violin, and with brilliant scale passages. The work was not published in Biber's lifetime. It was only published in 1905, a publication based on the original manuscript, which is in the Bavarian State Library in Munich. But here is the mystery. In the 15th sonata, there is a theme which will be very familiar to you. It is unmistakably the theme which Paganini uses in his famous Violin Caprice 24, the very theme upon which Rachmaninoff based the Rhapsody on a theme of Paganini in 1934. I am left wondering how Paganini knew of this Biber sonata when he composed his 24th Caprice in 1817. It was not published then, so had he seen the original, or was the theme one which had been passed down the line of virtuoso violinists, or is it just a pure coincidence that the two sound so similar? I've been unable to find the answer, but I'd like you to hear the original Biber theme and then its famous appearance in Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini. So first, here is the section of the Biber Sonata 15, upon which Paganini based his 24th Caprice. It is played by Circa Lisa and Battaglia. This is then followed by the first group of variations by Rachmaninoff in his Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini. It is played by Philippe Entremont, with Eugene Ormandy conducting the Philadelphia Orchestra.
Thank you.
To listen to this bonbon again, please go to www.fmr.co.za. Click on Podcasts, Anna's Baroque Bonbons.